Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, are you ready to retire? On today's show, we'll outline four financial milestones to check for.
And now, WealthWorks Radio. Asset protection. Tax reduction. Holistic planning. South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach, Eric Kearney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, a contributor to Fortune Magazine. He's an author. He's president of Retirement Wealth in a brand new spanking beautiful office. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Very well. I say that just because we were talking before the show. So sounds like quite a place, man. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's on our new office that we just opened up. We've been down at Bonita for quite some time now, but we just bought and purchased a building on Vanderbilt Drive, remodeled it. It is beautiful, and we're working out of there very quickly. I mean, we ended up meeting clients without the wallpaper even being up, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's all done, so we welcome everyone to come down and check it out. We're very, very pleased with it.
Very nice. Well, you're going to put some pictures on the website?
Yeah, we're going to get some pictures. It's just about totally completed. And we'll have them up on the website. It'll be another one to add on to our addition.
I like it. So, through all of this, and again, it is still weird out there. There's no question about it.
Crazy.
But the thing that doesn't change is we still continue to progress towards that retirement. And we can't, we can't stop that. We got to prepare. We got to be ready. And no matter what the situation is, and the good news is that's where you come in, because, you've dealt with a lot of weird situations and still people get to and through retirement.
Time marches on, doesn't it, Steve?
It does.
I mean, that's the one thing that we have to realize from this is it's been a very difficult year for everyone in this world. I mean, there's no one that has not been affected by this. And now all of a sudden you have the riots that have erupted up over the past, a few weeks over a horrific event. And it's just, we're trying to get over this pandemic, and now all of a sudden we have this. It seems like one thing after another. People still have to realize that we have a very volatile market ahead of us. And oh, by the way, there's an election at the end of this year. So there's a lot of things to get through. And I'll tell you, this year we have been more busy and yet focused on helping people with retirement planning than ever before. And I think that, and I've said this in the past, but now more than ever, investors are tired of their investment advisors not being 100% focused on their goals and objectives. And so they're coming into us and they're like, Eric, I have no idea where I am. And I hear you on TV and I see you on, or I hear you on radio and see you on TV. And I realize I've never had any kind of planning done. I have no direction. And these clients now are coming to us and they're saying to me, Eric, I need help. I want direction. And that's the one thing that they realize is that we still will retire even with tough times, but I need to be able to focus on my own retirement, on my own economy, on my own stock market.
It seems to me, Eric, that one of the things that you do that is a differentiator is that you are a holistic, you're tactical management, you're independent, you're fiduciary, and I think people really are looking for somebody to give them an honest opinion of where they are and maybe how they can make things better.
I agree, Steve, and I appreciate you pointing that out. I think this year, with the big box stores, with the big custodians, people are fed up with them. And they're realizing that a lot of these places really don't service them like they say they do. And we're seeing where a lot of custodians are basically just financial parking lots for their money, because they're telling me every time I call the 800 number, I get a different advisor. I get different advice. They're always trying to get me to move more money over, but they're not telling me what exactly to do with my money. And so people are getting really frustrated with this, and they're realizing I'm not getting any direction. I also had another gentleman come in and he said, their company isn't even allowing that advisor to go into their offices. So he's like, the advisor calls him up and he's like, all of your information's on my desk and I have no access to it. Let me tell you something. This whole thing, the entire thing that's been going on has been terrible. But we have not missed one single day in going to all of our offices. And that's what people want. It's not that I'm crazy. It's that I know that I still have to manage my clients' lives. And oh, by the way, the market is in absolutely turmoil. And so we have to be able to do something about that. So we've been able to come in and actually manage these accounts for our clients, still update their financial plans. And there's other advisors out there who are doing nothing and just hoping that the market's going to come back. That's not a strategy. Owning investments is not a strategy. Updating your financial plan and understand how this is going to affect your overall financial plan. Is this going to affect your lifestyle? This is what people are interested in. So they're not paying as much attention to their investments now. They're paying attention to their actual benchmark of their own lifestyle. That's what they really want to pay attention to.
Well, and they want to know that that income that's coming in each and every month is still going to be there no matter what happens.
Right. We still have bills. I mean, you know, the thing is that there's 5 million people now that are unemployed. There's businesses that will never, ever reopen again. There's businesses that are filing for Chapter 11 and 7. So there's a lot of major changes. And the worst is yet to come still, because we're not just going to open back up and things are going to be hunky-dory. You know, you got to remember, basketball, not one game played. Baseball, not one game played. When you really think about the empty stadiums, the ticket sales, the parking fees, people travel, they go to hotels, they go to restaurants, they pay for fuel, they might rent a car. None of that is happening right now. And so that is only going to end poorly for everyone, because there's just not money being spent out there. And so again, this is going to affect everyone's individual lifestyle one way or another. So the thing is that people care about what the benchmark is with the S&P 500, the latest fad, or, you know, peer pressure investments. I don't go by that. The only benchmark that you should really care about is your own personal benchmark. Am I able to get through this okay? Am I able to still create income? Am I able to still retire? Can I still take care of my parents that have been taken care of for 3 or 4 years? Can I still be able to retire? And this is what people want to know. They understand and know that, hey, we're not going to have a great year in the stock market every year, but is my financial plan going to be able to handle this? That's what they really care about.
And again, it kind of goes back to just how serious people are about getting to retirement. And, you know, there is that realization, and I know we're going to talk about this in a bit, but that realization of, oh my gosh, I've been accumulating all of my life. Now what?
Right. And they're also realizing, Steve, you know, you have accumulation and you're getting into decumulation. And so now a lot of people are realizing, I'm not so sure that my current advisor is capable of handling my needs. Because again, and I've said this for the past 5 years, there's a lot of licensed investment advisors out there who have no clue how to manage money. They don't understand standard deviation. They don't understand beta, alpha. They do not understand how to actually manage money. They're actually giving it to a third-party money manager, and that third-party money manager has no clue who the actual client is. And yet they're giving third-party money managers their money and expecting them to do a good job. But when the markets fall apart, the advisor doesn't really know how to handle it. They don't understand about fixed income. They don't understand about equities. They don't understand about dividend paying investments. They don't understand about master limited partnerships. And so the whole thing is that when the markets tumble, the advisor's sitting there and they don't know what to do. They haven't written that client a financial plan. They haven't written an income plan. And so they're standing there in the dust. And again, a lot of people, this is removing that camouflage, and it's exposing these advisors who really don't know how to manage money. And I'm kind of wondering if this is going to wipe out some of the poor advisors like it did in 2008. I've said for a long time, this industry is ripe for disruption, and this could actually be it. And it's actually good for the overall investor.
And I didn't realize the third-party investors, that some of these advisors will just turn things over to them. And so no wonder they have no clue.
Right. And it's just, you know, and that's the new thing, is there's a lot of money managers across the United States, and they say, well, hey, you know, you don't know how to manage money, but we do, for a fee, just pay us and then we'll manage your client's money. And so a lot of times the client has no relationship with that money manager, and the money manager is just offering them several different portfolios. You pick and choose that. Well, if you're a good financial investment advisor, you're going to understand how to manage money and actually choose portfolios that are according to that client's behavior and investment needs, risk tolerance, and so forth. But again, we're seeing an awful lot of inappropriate investment portfolios coming in the front door, and I'm proving to that client that this portfolio is not good for them. And it's a very eye-opening experience. And that's what we've been so busy with for the past 2 and 3 months. A lot of eye-opening meetings that we're having with new potential clients. And they're like, Eric, I had no idea. I never knew this before.
Well, Eric, I'll tell you what, if you want an eye-opening experience to talk about your retirement, let's go ahead and invite folks to call now, Eric, and have that conversation. It's going to be eye-opening for sure.
Sure, Steve. If you've never had a second opinion, if you've never had a written financial plan done, or you're really looking for a portfolio recovery strategy, let's take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value, we'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
Hey, that sounds fantastic, Eric. Folks, take this opportunity to sit down with Eric and the team and let them begin to put together that financial roadmap. They can take a lot of complex financial world, and it can get pretty complicated, and make it very smooth and easy to understand. It's a chance for you to get that true practical financial review. It starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. You're going to receive that comprehensive financial review. You find out where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, there's a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Coming up next, shifting gears from saving for retirement to spending in retirement can be a difficult adjustment. The good news is one of my specialties is helping people do just that. Details when we come right back.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, we've already talked about this. He's a fiduciary. He's president of Retirement Wealth. You've been in the business a good long while. You've put together a fantastic team of folks. And, you know, that is why people, I think, are, you know, your new clients, that's why they're finding you.
Yeah, I think people are seeing that there's a difference, because the frustrating thing about this industry is everybody thinks that investment advisors, financial planners, financial advisors, that they're all the same. And they're not. They're very different, as a matter of fact. And so there's a lot of people that are going to insurance brokers and thinking that they can get financial planning. You really want to find someone that does strategic planning. And the nice thing about us is that we have several different sides. We have your concierge service, which is, you know, paying attention to the required minimum distributions, your income taxes, your actual income every single month, and handling all those day-to-day monetary needs. But then you also have the strategic planning side, where we're going in, we're actually going through the goals and objectives, and we're writing a full comprehensive financial plan. It is your life all throughout a plan. And then we're building that lifestyle income plan and determining how we're going to create that income. And this is really where the decumulation comes in, because as we spend down your portfolio, oh, and by the way, we have to factor in inflation, medical costs, healthcare costs, travel, so forth. We have to make sure that even while you're going through decumulation, we understand where that money's coming from. We always say purpose determines placement. We have to do the income income plan first and the financial plan. That is your purpose. And then it will determine placement or your investments. There's a lot of people that are doing the opposite. They walk into an advisor's office and say, here's my investments. That advisor tells them, oh, we can do a lot better. We'll take this over. The client might go 1 or 2 years, and then 1 or 2 years later in, they're like, how do we know if we're doing any better? We really don't know. And so that's where they're coming to us and they're saying, Eric, we need to know where we are. I want to know where I am. And I want to understand that you understand decumulation. I want to understand that you're able to give me the income that I actually need. And that is where we come in, and that's where we're taking over these. And it's all the way from small accounts up to major portfolios and major net worths. It's amazing. The common denominator is none of these people have financial plans, estate plans, or income plans, and this is the final solution that they actually want.
When you talk about decumulation, you know, there is that time, I think, when you turn, you know, 50 years old and you wake up one morning and go, oh my gosh, I've been saving my whole life. Now what? And right. And you need to find somebody that can answer that question. Now what?
You know, Steve, how much longer can you work right now?
I don't know. I don't see myself quitting anytime soon.
You think if I said to you, you could give me another 10 years?
I could give you another 10 years, yeah.
Okay. So in 10 years, even if you were to retire, you know that you could go to Publix and pack bags if you absolutely had to, right?
I could, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so in 10 years, you don't feel as financially vulnerable because you could still go make a living somewhere a little bit at Publix. In another 20 years, if I told you, Steve, you can retire, but now you got to go pack bags, do you want to do that?
I don't want to be do that close to 80 years old, no.
Right. And so the thing is that the older that we get, the more financially vulnerable that we feel, because the older that we get, the more we realize we don't want to go back to work, nor can we go back to work. And so right now, we feel financially okay because we're working and we're earning a living and we're making a paycheck. But all of a sudden in retirement, the older that we get, and I see this through working with hundreds of families, the more financially vulnerable we feel, because now we know whatever we have saved, we are now defining who we are financially, and there's not really going to be a big change to that. And so this is where decumulation comes in, because that client wants to know, all the way up to 100 years old, where am I going to get my income from? How safe is it? Is it outpacing inflation? And am I sure that I'm not going to run out? This is where decumulation comes in, and it's a process. And the majority of investors out there and retirees have not gone through this process. And so again, this is what kind of peels back the layers of that advisor's capabilities, and people are questioning, do you really understand decumulation?
And again, that I don't think people do, and I think that's a word that's probably new to a lot of folks as well. But, you know, you've been saving your whole life, and so you've accumulated these assets, but you have to put them in a plan to make them really be a plan.
Right. And there's a lot of people, I mean, and it doesn't matter how much you make or how much money you have or how much money you don't have. There's a lot of people who have no clue how much their budget is a month.
Well,
and
that's
we'll have people that sit back in the conference room like, well, I can tell you right now, off the top of my head, let me tell you something, off the top of your head is off. It's always way off. And yeah. When they come back and they actually sit down and spend it, they're like, oh man, I spend a lot more money than I expected. But there's a lot of advisors out there who really don't care how much your lifestyle costs, and they're really not caring where you're going to be in another 10 or 15 years. We do. That's what it's called, accountability, and this is what people are seeking.
But if you have a client that's planning to retire in, say, December or maybe next January, can they still do it? Are they still on track?
Yeah, they are still on track, absolutely. But remember, I told you before, a long time ago, we were talking about how far in advance do we prepare a client for retirement.
Right.
I always say 5 years. So if I do have a client that's retiring in December, we already started planning for this 5 years ago. And we told them there might be a glitch. Well, look, there's a glitch, right?
Well, I think you put together all of the income plan and all of those things that are already in place so that no matter what the market does, they're still going to have that money. And to me, that becomes very clear then why purpose determines placement.
Right. The other thing, too, is that you made a really interesting comment. What if we do have a client that's actually retiring in December? Believe it or not, it's not the years before retirement. It's the 3 years after retirement that are the most critical. Those are the most critical 3 years that your portfolio really cannot afford to take a big hit. And so if all of a sudden you have an event like the coronavirus this year and it changed their financial situation a little bit, well, guess what? That was before retirement, not after retirement. So we've already made changes to that. We've already corrected that. And I want to be crystal clear about one thing. With my financial planning department, as soon as this coronavirus became a real thing, as soon as I saw the third person out on the street wearing a mask, I was like, okay, this is now turning into something. We contacted every single client and we updated their financial plan and we updated their income plan. Every single client. We got them on Zoom, they came in, whatever. We got them all updated. The reason that I did that was we took care of all of our existing clients because I knew, I said, this is going to be an issue for a lot of people. And I was dead right. And ever since this corona pandemic has hit, we have been slammed with new potential clients. And again, they're not happy because they are going through that decumulation stage or they do need income and they're really seeking out help and they want some kind of direction and that's what they're looking for.
So, Eric, I think it's interesting. Some people, they may have been with an advisor for years. They feel like they have a relationship. It becomes difficult to leave, even though they know they should.
One of the first questions that I ask is, do you have the emotional capacity to leave your current advisor? And that's always a gripping question because it's going to tell a lot about how that investor feels. And when they say, I have a good relationship, I like my advisor, I trust my advisor, my next question is, then why are you sitting in my conference room? It's a very serious question because why are you here? Because I, and I'm not patting myself on the shoulder, but I couldn't even imagine one of my clients, after we've done all the planning and everything, reached out to them going anywhere else. We're giving them everything that they want and then some.
Right.
And so they tell me, geez, Eric, he's a nice guy or she's a nice person. I just, I don't know. I don't know if they're helping me. And so there is that reasonable doubt in their minds that maybe even though they like them and they do trust them, and they always say, oh, and they're a really nice person.
Nice person. I was just going to say that.
You know, but we always say the same thing. That's my barber. I mean, if you describe my barber, that's who we're talking about. I like him. I trust him. And he's got some great jokes, right?
Right.
But I don't trust him with my money, right? I trust him with my hair. But the point is that these people are coming to me because there's reasonable doubt. They feel like they're not getting something that they actually need. And the thing is that we've made a lot of positive changes when people are significantly younger. And I tell everybody, look, I don't sell on gloom and doom. I'm going to be very blunt with you, and people do like that. But I will tell a lot of people, if you came in here 5 or 6 years later, your situation would have been a lot worse. So we can fix this. We can tweak a few things, but I'm glad that you came in now. So procrastination in times like this is never anyone's friend. That's your number one enemy. And so we're seeing a lot of people that are just procrastinating, and that's just going to hurt them even more down the road.
Well, folks, if that's you, then now's the time to get on the phone and make that call to Eric. Get on the calendar while he's still got some spots available.
Yeah, Steve, if you're looking for a second opinion, you've never had a financial plan, or you're interested in getting your very own income plan, give us a call. Be one of the first 5 callers. If you get a busy signal, leave a message. We will call you right back. The phones have been very busy for the past couple weeks. If you're serious about your finances, this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us right now.
What a great opportunity, folks, to sit down with Eric and the team and begin to put together a financial roadmap. If you've never done it before, looking for a second opinion, yes. Take that complex financial world. Make it clear. Make it easy to understand. Get that true practical financial review, and it all starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. You heard Eric. The next five callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review that you will see where you are today, yes, but most importantly, it does become that roadmap, that guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Five callers right now, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, we're going to continue from shifting gears from saving for retirement to spending in retirement. And that can be a difficult adjustment. We've got more ideas for you. Stay tuned.
WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, he's president of Retirement Wealth. And you've got a great team of folks around you, Eric. And you've said time and time again that ever since this whole pandemic thing became a reality, that you guys have just dug in and not stopped.
Yeah, so we have dug in. We really have. And I'll tell you, my whole entire staff has really stepped up to the plate. I mean, We have fought hard for every single client, and we have been working countless hours, and we have been busy since day one. And the thing is that we work very hard throughout the whole year. But when it comes to times like these, this is where people really want to see us step up to the plate. And I'll tell you, it's been a huge difference because we are like a well-oiled machine. We've been prepared for this. We have a lot of systems in place. We have a lot of great technology, and we're consistently reaching out to our clients. And so we have a lot of great communication with our clients where they're reaching back out to us and saying, thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate what you're doing. And it's really great because the thing that we like about this is that knowing that people appreciate what we do for them and seeing them sign into their financial plan or their income plan, knowing that they're going to be okay is completely satisfying to me. So Donna had a really good point the other night. She's like, you know, I came home the other night and I was super exhausted. And she goes, and I just started smiling. And her husband asked her, you know, why are you smiling? And she goes, I'm just so happy at work. She's like, I feel like I've got everybody in a really good place. And I kind of like that feeling too, because when she told me that, I kind of feel the same way. I feel like, you know, whenever I go home at night, as long of a day as it was, I feel like we covered all of our clients' bases. And I'm so grateful for that because, you know, I don't really care if I'm ever the most popular planning department, but I want to be one of the most respected, and that's really important to me. And so caring for our clients is really our number one goal, and I think we've done a terrific job at
that. Well, yeah, I mean, just based on what I know, I completely agree. And one of the things that we've talked about before, Eric, is the behavioral financer. There is a term for that, right?
Don is actually an investment behavioral specialist.
Yeah, and that's so, the term. Sorry, I missed that up.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's basically getting involved with people's emotions and their behaviors with how they feel about money. And a lot of the questions that we ask is, how do you feel about money? Like, and you got to remember too, even as children, you know, some of us didn't grow up with very much money. Some of us had a lot of money, but that was a detriment. Some of us were controlled by money. Some of us have worked very hard our whole lives and have lost money. And so there's a lot of different ways that people feel about money and their emotions. And so all of a sudden, when you have a horrible event like this, people go back to their childhood ways and how they feel about money a lot of times. And so this can actually hinder how a lot of people feel. And so it also gets involved with politics because some people are so on one side or the other, they allow that one side, how their values and morals are, depend on how they actually invest their money. And so there's really nothing that we can do about that except try to understand how they feel about that. And so this is all, again, part of the financial planning process. And there's a lot of questions. How do you feel about money? you know, how did you grow up with money? And, you know, why, what about money is important to you? We're asking all these questions because it's really getting down to the nitty gritty. And people are like, wow, I've never been answered these or asked these questions before. And I'm grateful to be able to answer them for you. And so that's been really exciting because you get to know the client on a significantly deeper level. And this is what people are craving. They want that relationship with their actual advisor. And so again, I think that whenever you work with any kind of investment firm, you've got to remember that you are entering into a financial relationship with that person, and is it going to be sustainable over time?
And, you know, when you say that, you know, you got me thinking, you go back to when you were a kid and those early influences with money, boy, they come back and haunt you, and it's not always a good thing.
Yeah, they really do. So I remember one night that I tripped and I fell and all my papers got super wet. And so I had to call the paper company and the Press and Sun Bulletin back then. And I had to ask them for 42 papers. And they're like, okay, but we're gonna charge you for those. And I was like, what? So they delivered them. And then I finished, you know, later that night delivering them. And I got home and I said to my mom, I'm like, how am I supposed to afford that? You know? And it's not a big deal now, but when you're a 14-year-old kid, that is a really big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah. And so, you know, I thought, you know, I was going to be paying back for these papers for like a whole year. It turns out it wasn't such a big deal, but I still remember the whole event on how it unfolded. So there's always things that we think about in our childhood that still remain to this day. The other thing that I'll talk about really quick was my uncle had a carpet store. And there was one night where his store was so full that he couldn't put this one roll of carpet inside. It was pouring rain so bad outside that he always was worried about that one roll of carpet getting super wet. To this day, every time it is pouring rain outside, I think to myself, what did I leave outside that I can't afford to get wet? And right. So it's just amazing how that sticks with me. And so we see this with a lot of our clients. Things stick in their head about money. And we have to be able to get around those, to be able to navigate around those so that people have a good feeling about money. And I think through the financial plan, when we actually write that, it's not some bogus plan that we're just writing for everyone. This is specifically about you, your money, your goals, your wants, your needs, your lifestyle. How are you going to live that lifestyle? And people, when they see that unfold, it's, again, very eye-opening to them because they're like, I've never had this done before. And so this is what people are wanting. They're wanting to know not what the S&P 500 is doing. Am I going to be okay? That's what we're delivering every single day.
And I think over the last 10 years with the bull market that nobody thought was going to end, and it did, that is what gives us pause. And I think we become complacent. You know, we did become complacent over time and thought, you know, it's like a teenager. I'm infallible.
Things are great.
Yeah.
I open up my statement. I made more money this month than I did last month.
File that
good.
Away.
Right. And that's basically what we did, Steve. And, you know, you and I have been talking about on this radio prior to this whole virus thing. Look, this is not going to last. You've got a plan for this. And this is kind of what I live for, honestly, because when the markets drop like this, we're prepared. And when I'm sitting back in my chair and like, okay, what do we have for the rest of the day? Oh, we got new clients coming in because we've already taken care of our past clients. They're already set. We're good to go. And so we've protected their value. We've moved their money around. We've made more appropriate investments for them. Whatever it may be, they're in fantastic shape. So the thing is that we are prepared for every crisis that comes our way, but it's because we've been very proactive. That's what a good advisor does. And as much as I bash advisors, I also want to say there's also a lot of very good advisors out there. But unfortunately, you have to kiss a lot of frogs until you actually get one. The problem is that a lot of people can't afford to keep kissing those frogs mm-hmm. until they find the right one. So the good news is that there are a lot of good advisors out there, but you have to keep looking sometimes.
Well, I think sometimes, too, when someone comes in for a second opinion and you go through their plan, sometimes it's in really good shape and you say, that's in good shape. See you later.
Yep. And that happens often. I'm like, hey, make a few tweaks. You're good to go. Have a good day. And they're like, well, Eric, we still want to work with you. Okay, that's great. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be on the real about your portfolio. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to tell you what I like and what I don't like about it. And I'll tell you the truth, Steve. There's some people who come in with a horrible portfolio, and I'm very nice up front. And when they sign the paperwork, I'm going to say, that's when I say, look, now that you're signing up with us, I'm going to tell you the truth. This portfolio is horrible. And then I really go into it, and they kind of laugh about that. And they're like, well, we appreciate it, Eric. The reason why is I'm not trying to sell them on gloom and doom. I'm very specifically pointing out strengths and weaknesses about the portfolio. But what I'm allowing that client to do is make their own decision whether they want to work with me or not. And the thing is that I'm giving them all the information that they need. And then once they make that decision, I'll tell them what I actually personally really think about it. And what we're seeing too is there should be a lot of capable advisors out there, but they're selling their clients very inappropriate products. And a lot of times I'm pointing that out clear as day to that client. And they're like, Eric, I had no idea. You know, this guy's got a lot of clients and he was referred to me and whatever. Well, let me tell you something. I can prove to you whether the portfolio is good or bad through a lot of third-party software that we use. Morningstar is one of them. Everybody trusts Morningstar, and I love Morningstar. There's so much information in these reports that we go through everything line by line, and we're getting that client reacquainted with their portfolio, and that's what they really appreciate.
Well, folks, if you'd like to get reacquainted with your portfolio, let Eric do it for you, and all it takes is a phone call.
Yeah, if you're looking for a second opinion, you really feel that you may not be in a great place, give us a call today. We're going to give you that results in advance financial plan. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, it's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
That sounds fantastic. Folks, take advantage of the offer to sit down with Eric and begin to put together that financial roadmap. He's there for you. Take a lot of complex financial world, and it can get complicated very quickly. And make it clear, easy to understand. It's a true practical financial review, and it's a phone call away, 800-779-1942. The next five callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review that you will find where you are today, yes, but most importantly, it does become that roadmap, that guide. It's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Five callers right now, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, my favorite part. You ask questions and we answer them. Stay tuned.
And we are back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, fiduciary. He's an author, president, retirement, wealth, and so much more. And so, Eric, I know that you have put together an amazing, you know, seminar, if you will, or school or class. Any idea when that might be coming back?
We really don't. I mean, we've got several venues going on, but it just depends on if they get canceled or not. So it looks like we'll probably start up in the fall again.
Okay.
Some kind of limited, but yeah, nothing over the summer. And which I'm kind of glad about because we've been so busy without yeah. them. So sure. It's kind of been nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, so let's jump into a couple of questions here.
Sure.
As we do, let's go to Kenny in Bonita. Kenny says, I just retired and I have to decide if I should leave money in my 401k with my previous employer or move it to an IRA. Now, I know that an IRA gives more investment options, but do I really need them? I also need to decide if I should place the funds in a target retirement fund or allow my portfolio to be actively managed.
Yeah, so this is a great question, and everybody that's been listening for a long time knows how I feel about target retirement funds.
Yes, I do.
And they're terrible, but you know, here's the other thing too, okay? They're going through, let's say, an algorithm, okay? And here's the problem with that. A target retirement fund doesn't understand a coronavirus, doesn't understand a protest, doesn't understand, you know, people destroying cities. They don't understand high interest rate changes. They don't understand medical issues. So it's basically a set it and forget it. That's why I don't like target retirement funds. They're very expensive typically. They're just a fund of mutual funds in them, and they're the lazy man's version. So the thing is that by leaving your employer, number one, more than likely your fees could possibly go down. Some 401ks are very expensive. The other thing is, do I actually need to be actively managed? 100%. I mean, through this whole virus and through this entire year, you see where an actively managed portfolio more than likely is doing better than a set it and forget it. I mean, you've got to be tactical. You've got to find, you know, if all of a sudden the markets tank and you still need income, you certainly don't want to be in a growth stock that just got hammered. And so the thing is that you want to build a sustainable income plan, and that's going to be using several different stages of income and also several different portfolios. So again, if you really want the best sustainable income plan, you want to find a good financial advisor that's actually going to build you a portfolio that's going to get you through the ups and downs of the market. And again, you don't want to feel that financially vulnerable down the road when you're later in life and you can't work, and you've got to take that into account.
Absolutely. And so again, that means that, actively managed, yes. And then, yeah, target date. So, I mean, again, Kenny, if you're interested, Eric would be happy to have a conversation. It's 800-779-1942. All right, let's move on. We've got Clinton. Clinton is in Cape Coral. He says, should I elect to put my bonus into my 401k? I've heard conflicting advice, but I don't understand the downside.
Well, anytime you get a bonus, it's great to sock that away for your future retirement.
Sure.
But also look at your current expenses. Do you have debt that you can pay down? Because this has been a great opportunity for people to say, okay, you know what? Instead of putting into my 401k at this point, I can kind of pause and now pay down a lot of my credit card debt. So this is something that you really want to consider, because now all of a sudden, if you can release that debt and then go back to actually putting more into your 401k down the road, that might be the better bet. So like I said, everyone's individual situation is different. Kind of pay attention to that and then go from there.
I think a lot of people have realized, you know, with the country shut down and we're not going out to eat and we're not spending money and we're not going to movies, we're not doing any of those things, that there may be a little excess cash laying around, which I think a lot of folks are taking advantage of that and saving it. I mean, I'm reading stories that said we're saving more now than we have, you know, in recent times.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I've actually learned to cook through all this.
And have you,
I was
really?
I was an okay cook before, but I always wondered how they got that salmon with a nice crust on it. So my neighbor has actually, I've perfected the salmon. So if anybody wants a good salmon recipe, I know how to do it now.
But okay.
I was pretty stoked, because like now I actually make a lot more salmon and I eat it because it's actually fun to eat, because it's got that little bit of crisp to it. So I do find myself eating at home a lot more, and it's actually been a little bit more enjoyable, although I do miss going out and being social as well. But like I said, it's just a sign of the times, and we don't know how long this is going to last.
So exactly. And again, if it comes around again, then you're going to be in good shape.
Right.
Exactly. 800-779-1942 is the number to call. Melvin is in Punta Gorda. He says, I recently heard you mention a stretch IRA and how it's no longer an option. What happened?
Well, the government stole it from you. So
just that simple.
Yeah. So the Secure Act came along, and you and I, Steve, and I appreciate you bringing this up, because you and I actually have mentioned the Secure Act way before it even became into fruition.
Well, I think we started talking about it a year ago this month in June.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, I believe that because it's been quite some time. So you and I have been talking about the Stretch IRA way before everybody else. And I still think that there's a lot of advisors out there who still don't understand it. It's like an onion. When you pull back the layers, there's a lot more to it than just deferring your required minimum distributions from 70.5 to 72. So the Stretch IRA is gone. Now, people have told me for years, I think the government is trying to steal my 401k. Okay, well, they're not exactly doing that, but they are going to now tax the hell out of it, which is another way of legally stealing from your 401k. So understand that the Stretch IRA is no longer an option. However, if you want to implement other tax strategies to offset that Secure Act, there are a lot of options, so you can give our office a call.
All right, fair enough. And okay, Melvin, if you can do that, 800-779-1942. And let's see, let's keep rolling. Catherine is in Fort Myers Beach, and she says, what advantages are there to contributing to a traditional IRA if I don't qualify for a deduction? I'm 66 years old, plan to retire at 67. What does that even mean, Eric?
Well, basically, what she's looking to do is she's not going to get the deduction up front, but what's happening is that you're still building tax-deferred money. And so any time that you can make trades within that IRA and not have it be a taxable event, you're better off. So there's a lot of times where people come in with a lot of non-IRA money, and we always have to be aware of capital gains in those accounts. So I think what we're trying to do is build up that tax-deferred IRA accounts as much as possible so that we have that money going forward that we can always make trades in.
Why wouldn't she be able to qualify for a deduction? Is that an income-based thing?
Yeah, it's an income-based thing, but I'm not really sure about the traditional IRA. I had to take a look at her situation.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's her situation's got to be pretty crazy not to be able to qualify for that. That's for sure.
Well, she's probably making a lot of money, so good for
her.
let's see. Nate is in Estero, and he says, when I retire at 68 next year, I will have a pension, Social Security, 401k, and Roth IRA as sources of income. My pension and Social Security will cover most of my living expenses, but not all. To make up the difference, which account makes the most sense to draw from first, my 401k or Roth IRA?
Okay, so this comes down to sequence of returns, and I don't have a lot of time, so we can't go through this too much, but a lot of advisors do not understand sequence of returns, and it's basically how to withdraw money in the most tax-friendly way. And so what we're trying to do is whenever we do an income plan, we're setting up sequence of returns. Where are you going to pull out your withdrawals from every single month and keep that portfolio sustainable and also tax friendly? So a lot of times what we're doing is pulling from the 401k, but we're also moving it into a traditional IRA and then actually deferring the Roth IRA as long as possible.
Okay, well, that makes sense as well. So as we move forward, boy, we are up against the clock, Eric. Why don't we invite folks to call us one last time and get on your calendar?
Sure, Steve. If you've never had a second opinion, you're looking for a financial plan, or you're looking for an income plan, give us a call today. This is your last chance. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe even a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Hey, what a great opportunity, folks. Last time today, we're going to invite you to call to get on Eric's calendar and set up a time to come on in, sit down, and put that financial roadmap together. Eric is there for you. He can translate a lot of complex financial world, whether it's Social Security claiming, whether it's hidden fees, all of that he can make clear, easy to understand. It's an excellent chance for you to get that true, practical financial review. And it's a phone call away, 800-779-1942. You heard Eric, the next five callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review, plus all the extras that go along with it. You will find out, yep, here's where I stand today, but most importantly, there is a roadmap that's going to help get you to where you need to be, where you want to be, really where you see yourself when it comes to retirement. Call right now, five callers, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. As always, Eric, this is one of my favorite hours of the week. Always fun to hang up.
I agree, Steve. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody out there, thanks for listening. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. Let's do it again next week. We will be here with more topics, more questions, that and more right here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.